Hello, and welcome to the StorageTalk Integration is the Key. TSM Fastback has been enhanced. How to sell TSM in Q4. All lines will be on listen-only during the presentation. To ask your question, press star, then one on your phone. Today's conference is also being recorded. If you do have any objections, you may disconnect. I would like to introduce your host, Terry Burba. Please begin.
Well, hello. Thank you, Audra. Hello, and welcome wherever you might be in the world this fine day. We're having some gorgeous weather here in Austin, Texas. I hope it's as beautiful for you wherever you might happen to be. We do want to talk today a little bit about Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback and how we want to position the product going into the fourth quarter. In the initial call announcement, there was a download link for you to be able to download the presentation for this call. If you have that presentation open and look at our title page, you'll see that Don Dischinger is listed as one of the speakers here today. Don and I worked on this presentation together. He had a lot of input into the material you're going to see today, but at the last minute he was caught up in travel and is not able to join us today. I do have both George Lusak and Ron Brochek, a part of our sales team here on the call with us, and they'll be available to help us with any questions as we get to the Q&A section a little bit later in the day. So to go ahead and get started, let's move into our slide two, which is our agenda slide, and just give you a highlight of what we're going to do here for the next 30, 40 minutes or so. The first thing we'll do is look at some of the challenges of information growth. And I know for many of my storage-based, storage-focused resellers, this will be a bit of a review for you. You're familiar with these concepts. But I know we have a lot of portfolio reps that are joining us as part of our call today, and their background may be in security or automation, asset management, and we want to give them some background into why storage is so important, what the customers are facing. So we'll spend just a few minutes reviewing some of those business challenges that are out there. And then once we've identified those challenges, we'll move into what we can do at IBM to help your customers address these challenges. We'll then look into some of the offerings that we have with Fastback and then give you a wrap-up of things that you can do to get started positioning Fastback and TSM together as a solution to meet these challenges for your customers. So let's move on to slide three, and we're looking here about the value of information to business. Information is the lifeblood to every business that we talk to today. But if they cannot get access to business because of any number of different types of problems that can come up, from deleted files, corrupt databases, disk crashes, local disasters or even regional disasters, getting back up and running can be a tremendous challenge that most of our businesses today can't afford to run without the data that's available to them to make intelligent business decisions. And losing access to data is from an online perspective, is more difficult than ever before. We don't have all that paper-based backup that we may have had, 10, 12 years ago. So keeping information readily available is critical. There's a cost of downtime when they can't get access to that information. You can have lost revenue streams. You can have customer confidence failures. Lots of different issues can be involved, all the way down to penalties and fines from governments for not being able to meet their compliance requirements. So keeping businesses running really depends on how quickly and efficiently we can get information back up and running in case of a disaster or a failure. Moving on to slide four, one of the things that we really want to look at is that how are we protecting that information and how quickly can we get it back? We look at a traditional business environment for doing backup and recovery. And the traditional model was that when you go home at 5 or 6 o'clock every evening, you start the backup and everything is shut down so you can get good, solid backups of everything. And then that process runs overnight, and we come back in the next morning. Then we operate business as usual to the end of the day again the next day. But what happens if you have a failure at 4:59 the next day. How much data was left unprotected in that kind of a scenario? How well will you be able to recover that information and get it back up into the system? That's our recovery point objective, and how much data can you afford to lose? On the other side of that is we're running these backup windows, we're getting all the data backed up, and with the data growth that we're seeing in the industries today, it's becoming larger and larger and larger. And as we start looking at how long it would take to recover that information, if we had to do it from one of these traditional backup window overnight backups, we can see that can be a very, very long time. We've done a lot of calculations with, you know, how long it would take to say, recover a terabyte of data across a gigabit Ethernet LAN. And that can be up to 16 hours to recover that kind of information. Take one of your mission-critical business applications. Can your users and your customers afford to be without that information for that long a period of time? So we look at the recovery time objective and adjust our business practices of how we protect information so that our recovery time objectives can be small enough to meet our business objectives as well. So our RPO and RTO can be critical discussion points when talking to customers to understand the requirements that they have in their businesses. The impact of downtime to businesses can be overwhelming. We see in talking with industry analysts about different industries, about different business conditions around the world, that downtimes can range from 300 to 1,200 hours a year. That's a lot of downtime. And as we start looking at what the cost of an hour of downtime can be, that can have a tremendous impact on the profitability of a business. You can see here on this chart, we have a number of different points about what the costs are to different businesses for downtime and what kind of impact that has on the life expectancy of the business. You see here with one of the data points there, 60% of the companies that lose data will not be in business within 6 months of a natural disaster. So protecting that environment and having the ability to recover quickly as possible to keep the cost of downtime as low as possible is a challenge that really every company we talk to today is facing. Just looking at what the dollar values can be on some of the numbers for different industries, you see here on slide 6, where we look at the revenue per hour in different kinds of business operations and what just 30 seconds of data loss could be worth to those companies and those industries, you can see it can be a staggering amount to many companies and many industries today. Looking on slide 7, this really brings us to the focal point of what we're talking about at IBM Storage Software today. It's all about recovery. How can I get my business back up and running with as small of impact to the overall business as possible? To do that, we really do have to create an effective recovery plan. But there are challenges with that. There's a lot of different things that can come into play in building out a recovery plan. You've got a lot of different kinds of applications and data types, many of them that have to run 7x24 in many cases. You can't back them up if they're running unless there is a way to suspend that environment, even if it's just for a matter of a couple of seconds, to look at how the environment looks at that moment in time and then protect that snapshot view of information quickly so that we can then protect it on an ongoing basis. There's a lot of things that can go wrong, and data is all over the place. We don't have the central location like we did a few years ago. We may have many different divisions geographically dispersed. We may have large offices, small offices. We have branch offices, mobile users. Data can exist all over the place. So how you protect that widely distributed data can also be a challenge. And then looking at the recovery time, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can minimize recovery times, but in many cases that involves some significant costs not only just from acquiring the software and hardware solutions, but in the time and effort of the staff, the skill set that they have to be able to provide a high availability solution. It can be very expensive and complex to manage. So we have to make sure our solutions meet both criteria of protecting and recovering, but not overwhelming our support staff. Moving on to slide 8 here, some of the challenges that we referred to on the last chart, just defined a little cleaner, meeting service level objectives and providing continuous availability. This can be not only just email, but other mission-critical application data. Long recovery points contribute to the cost of that downtime and having to wait before you can get back to work until the recovery is finished. That can be hours and days in some large environments. Trying to restore that data that wasn't backed up because of that traditional backup window paradigm can be a challenge. And just finding good people, right? The people that understand not only the software and hardware, but how your business runs, that can be critical as well. So these are challenges that we face when we're trying to put together a strong recovery solution for our customers today. So as a company, IBM, Tivoli Software, IBM Hardware Storage Hardware, how can we as a team come together and help our customers meet these challenges that they're facing today? So moving on to slide 10 here, let's think of that environment where I've got a mission-critical environment. I've got to be able to recover quickly. I can't afford hours and hours of downtime. Using one of our typical sales tools of a probing question to lead our customers where we want them to be, what if we could ask them the question of, if I could show you a way to start using your mission-critical business applications after a disaster, that we could do that in a matter of minutes, not days, while the recovery was still going on. If I could give you a way you could start using your applications immediately, would that be of some value to you? Would that be something that you believe your business could take advantage of? Asking them that question leads us to our next slide, 11, of understanding really what we're talking about. When you think about different things that we use the internet for today, think about what it used to take to download a video clip, for example, and you had to download the entire thing before you could start watching it. With the advent of internet video streaming, now we have these videos that can be, you know, up to 50 meg in size in many cases. Using streaming video technology across the internet, you don't wait for the entire download to finish before you can start watching. You get just a little bit of a video, you start watching that, and the rest of it continues to stream to you while you are watching what's in place. I know you've all used this technology. You see some examples here on our chart from CNN, from YouTube, from ESPN, SportsCenter, Skynet, or, you know, all kinds of streaming video that are out there today. And it gives you the ability to start working immediately. We're all comfortable with that. We understand that analogy. But let's take that over to our recovery analogy with prioritized recovery on demand that we can provide with TSM Fastback. What we do with Fastback is we allow you to do exactly like we think about the paradigm of streaming video. We start that instant restore by first recovering all of the metadata, all of the information about the information, the directory information, the file names, the sizes, the dates, the times. All of that comes over first, literally in a matter of a couple of minutes. Our application that's mission critical to our business looks at that volume we just started the restore process on, and to the application, it looks like everything is back. Everything is ready. We can start working right away. We can start retrieving information. Data continues to be restored in background while we're working. But in a different way from the streaming video analogy, if you wanted to jump to the last 2 minutes of a basketball game that's been streaming to you, you still have to wait until all of that information has been streamed to you before you can get to that last 2 minutes. With Fastback, we prioritize that data to be restored as the applications and users interact with the data, so that if my user or my application tries to access information that in a normal priority would not be restored for 17 hours from now, Fastback allows that information to be moved to the top of the restore queue so that it's restored in a matter of just a couple of seconds. There's a slight delay, maybe 10, 12 seconds, but we don't wait for the end of the 16 hours. We can have that information right available to us as we need it, so that we're prioritizing the recovery of information as the demand to use it occurs in everyday business. The result of this is that for all intents and purposes, our systems are back up and running in minutes. This is a game-breaking technology for our customers to allow them to eliminate as much downtime as possible, to get their systems back up and running online. Moving on to slide 13 here, just to kind of give you some insight as to what Fastback is all about. Fastback is an advanced data protection and recovery solution that really enhances your current TSM environment. When we look at the capabilities that we have with TSM, our flagship backup and recovery solution today, it's a very robust environment. It's designed to be able to handle a wide array of different customer environments and take advantage of a lot of different kinds of technologies that our customers are using, as well as leverage a large environment of hardware-type solutions as well. It leverages our incremental forever technology that allows us to have a much smaller data footprint in our customers' environments than we see with traditional backup products that use full plus incremental or full plus differential. Our footprint is extremely small compared to those environments. And TSM is the industry's leading product in an enterprise recovery environment. Our Fastback addition to the TSM family allows us to add that same type of incremental forever capability, but where TSM is focused on the file level or on the sub-file level, Fastback comes in and looks at the volume level at a block change environment, so that as individual blocks change, we only have to update the blocks, not the entire file. This granular level of protection at the volume level is an enhancement to what we already do with TSM. So it gives us a nice complementary fit between the two products. It allows us to add things like data deduplication to our Fastback environment, right along with the deduplication that we have with our TSM environment. The two work very, very well hand in hand together to be able to do deduplication of a snapshot repository prior to replicating it into a disaster recovery scenario, leveraging the capabilities of TSM. It has an advanced policy engine that's very easy to use. It can be administered locally if you're using and working in a branch office, for example, and you've got the skill set to do that. But more commonly, what we see happening today is that since Fastback is part of our TSM family, leveraging the TSM Admin Center to set our policies and procedures globally for an entire environment, whether we're using TSM or whether we're using Fastback, is an extremely attractive option for our customers. One set of tools, one set of controls, one pane of glass to manage the entire environment. We can create those policies and publish them both locally and out at our remote sites. Very simple and very easy. Now, one of the new capabilities we're going to talk about that Fastback has gained with version 6.11 of our current release is that we are now integrating capabilities from Fastback directly into TSM. And because of that, now our built-in disaster recovery that's included as part of our FastBack solution now can replicate selective snapshots directly into a TSM storage pool. This allows me to be very granular in what I want to protect locally and what I want to protect at a centralized site. I can define that very quickly and very easily. As part of that, as I'm sending those snapshots across a wide area network to get them back into a centralized repository at a TSM storage pool, I have very WAN-efficient technology that minimizes the amount of bandwidth that FastBack will use for that so that it'll send only new and changed data. It can be scheduled for off-peak times and replicate now even deduplicated snapshots that have been deduplicated in FastBack. We can send those deduplicated across to a deduplicated TSM storage pool as well. So as you can see from some of these highlights here of what FastBack is all about today, we've added a lot more integration between FastBack and our flagship enterprise solution of TSM. If I look at the key uses and capabilities that FastBack has here on slide 14, you see that the main points that we're looking and talking to our customers about is that we can help them improve their availability of mission-critical application servers in the data center as well as at the remote office. We have built-in capabilities to protect applications like Microsoft Exchange, SharePoint, Microsoft SQL Server, as well as Oracle, SAP, Notes, VMware, and any application that's running on a Windows or Linux-based server. It can provide a lot of capabilities in the data center for that instant recovery, that prioritized on-demand recovery, that strength of providing that for these kinds of applications is clear in the data center, as well as providing a complete data protection and recovery solution in the remote environment. We do have additional capabilities that plug into our FastBack server environment for granular recovery of Microsoft Exchange email, and even being able to recover an entire operating system environment. If I were to lose a server completely, I can restore the operating system volume using bare machine recovery very, very quickly. If you look at how long it takes to build a server from the ground up and apply all the patches and then apply all the customizations and install all the applications on top of the operating system and get all of the interactions between those done, that can be a 4, 5, 6 days type of effort to build out a new server. If one has failed to manually do that, can be a very time-consuming and expensive process. With bare machine recovery capabilities, I can recover that operating system volume in normally less than an hour and be back up and running just like I was at the time of my last protection of a backup. So bare machine recovery is another great add-on capability to FastBack. The key thing we want to talk about in working with FastBack, and you've heard me reference the term a couple of times now, is the ability to leverage snapshot technology. Snapshots are a great way to look at running applications. Let's just say, for example, maybe I've got a DB2 environment. That database must run 7x24. I can't shut it down overnight to do a backup of it. Snapshot technology allows me to go in and leveraging the APIs that are in the application, freeze the application for just a moment. Typically, this is less than a second or two, that we look at the state of that application for a moment, take a snapshot view of that, and then provide that snapshot view to our backup and recovery solution so that it can back up exactly how that environment looked at that moment in time. At IBM Storage Hardware, we have some great hardware technologies that take advantage of this kind of capability. It's built into the hardware so that by working with the applications, we can freeze the view of a moment in time and make multiple copies of that environment, leveraging the capability of the hardware. It's very, very fast, very, very efficient. And it does give us a way to eliminate that backup window, so I don't have to take the backup at night. Because the snapshot only impacts the application for a second or two, I can make multiple snapshots throughout the day and have multiple recovery points throughout my day. And it's very, very attractive to a lot of mission-critical applications. The challenge we see in some instances is that everyone would like to take advantage of the snapshot technology, but it may be difficult for many of our customers to really leverage that functionality. Many times it's because they don't have that requisite hardware from IBM. Maybe they've got somebody else's hardware that doesn't have that capability. So replacing hardware and needing the hardware to take advantage of the snapshots can be one barrier. That then leads itself to the cost concerns. If I've got to replace all my hardware with hardware that has snapshot technology, that can be very cost prohibitive. And even when we get the hardware, many times the way you set up these snapshots and the scheduling of those is very command line driven, and it takes a lot of expertise by an administrator to know how to set up and configure all of that kind of environment. So the complexity can be a real challenge. What we've seen in talking to customers around the world today, that an easy-to-use software-based snapshot technology can eliminate a lot of the concerns about hardware, cost, and with the right tools in front of it, make it a very easy-to-use solution. And that's really what we're talking about when we start talking about Fastback. If you look at slide 16 here, what you see is that at its core, Fastback is a software-based snapshot technology. It gives me a lot of the same capabilities that I find in my dedicated IBM storage hardware, but I can do it with software only by simply installing a Fastback server and Fastback client software. I can then have an environment where an organization can perform and manage frequent, near-instant, non-disruptive application-aware snapshots. So I can take those same hourly snapshots if that's what I need to do. Maybe it's once an hour, maybe it's once every 4 hours, whatever makes sense to the particular volume that we're trying to protect. This allows my company to have a moment-in-time view of a volume or an application's data set. This then allows me to improve my application availability and service level by then doing that high-performance streaming type or prioritized on-demand recovery so that I can get back up and running very, very quickly. Fastback allows a company of any size, large or small, to be able to take advantage of snapshot capabilities without needing to invest in hardware-based snapshot technology. It lets any size company take advantage of snapshots and the instant recovery capabilities, prioritized on-demand recovery, at a very, very attractive price point. But we do want to differentiate a little bit about the differences between our software and hardware snapshots. If you look on slide 17, as I stated, we've got a very comprehensive storage hardware portfolio, and many of them do have hardware-based snapshot technology. They're very powerful and very effective in enterprise-class customers to take advantage of snapshots. But because of the cost that's involved there and the complexity for some of our smaller customers, that can just overwhelm them, and they really can't take advantage of it. For managing those hardware environments, however, we do have some software technology from Tivoli that allows us to put a very easy-to-use front end on that hardware-based snapshot technology, and that would come in the form of some software we call Tivoli Flash Copy Manager. It gives me a very attractive, easy-to-use front end to manage hardware snapshots. Ease of use and management really is the key to making snapshot technology work, and both Flash Copy Manager and TSM Fastback provide that ease of use for any size customer that wants to take advantage of it. Now, Flash Copy Manager just manages the capability of flash copy. That's what we refer to as the snapshot technology that our hardware has. It makes an easier front end to manage that flash copy technology. So on slide 18, what we want to do is just do a little comparison between the software-based fastback snapshots and the hardware-based snapshots that Flash Copy provides in our IBM hardware. And that really is the first bullet point you see here. Flash Copy is integrated into our storage hardware to do those snapshots. With Fastback, we're doing it software-based. We don't have to have any particular type of hardware to be able to create our snapshot. It's got a simple and easy-to-use interface included with the product. We can give our hardware an easier-to-use interface by leveraging Flash Copy Manager to give the hardware that kind of capability. One other additional capability that Fastback does provide is because we have built-in disaster recovery as part of our Fastback family, we do have IP-based replication of our software snapshots included as part of our Fastback portfolio. Our hardware can do site-to-site replication, but it does require purchasing additional software for Global Mirror, Metro Mirror, those kinds of remote movement of snapshots between sites. The software-only solution that Fastback provides does give us a very attractive price point and can be used really in any environment. The total cost for a customer that does not have IBM hardware to take advantage of Flash Copy Manager's ease of use and the power of our hardware can be a bit prohibitive for anyone who's not already leveraging that in our enterprise class storage. We can extend Fastback to recover those OS volumes I mentioned earlier with our Fastback for Bare Machine Recovery. We can add OS recovery to our hardware environments also, leveraging a third-party OEM product, Christie's TBMR, that's Tivoli Bare Machine Recovery, so you can't get that capability, but it is an additional cost. And really the big difference is how they're designed to be leveraged. Fastback is designed for our small to medium-sized data needs, and our Flash Copy Manager is designed for our medium to large environments. So my main bullet point here is if your customer is already invested with a substantial investment in enterprise-class storage from IBM, consider talking to them about leveraging Tivoli's Flash Copy Manager. We've got a lot of successful customers around the world that have already implemented Fastback in their environments. I've only included a couple of them here. A couple of them I do have the ability to give you the name. Others have asked us not to give their name. You can find a lot of information about these customers in our customer reference database. You can find online either through Partner World or through Extreme Leverage. But this particular case is a study of a hospital in Asia. They were having, just like many of our customers, data growth was a tremendous challenge for them. The long retention periods involved in the healthcare space meant that it was growing in a very logarithmic way. They couldn't get rid of an expired data. They had to keep it for a long period of time. New digital technology services and healthcare organizations were really making their data volume grow rapidly. So what their challenge really was maintaining their business and data continuity in a really cost-effective way. What we proposed with them and they took advantage of was meeting their data availability requirements by leveraging both TSM Fastback, Fastback for Microsoft Exchange, as well as integrating TSM and TSM HSM for Windows. What they were able to see and the benefits of selling and implementing a combined solution of both Fastback and TSM was that they were able to reduce their backup window by 50%, being able to restore individual Microsoft Exchange objects in minutes rather than hours, and really be able to get entire restore systems back up and running in 10 minutes was a great value to them. You can see the quote there, that IBM's provided leadership and innovation to get their hospital and their medical systems up and running quickly as possible. Just one example of a customer that's leveraging both TSM and Fastback together. Another example on page 20 is a retail conglomerate also based in Asia. You can see a number of the logos of the different chains of stores they have in their environment. They were adding some additional markets throughout their organization. They knew they needed to protect the environment. One of the things they had done is add SAP to their environment, and they needed to protect that environment as well. So they needed end-to-end enterprise-class integration and protection for their ERP as well as their individual environment. So what they chose to do was implement TSM and Fastback together. TSM protected their new servers and their SAP environment, and then they used Fastback to protect all their existing Microsoft Windows-based servers and their Exchange environment. They are in the process of finishing out this rollout. They see that they're already seeing some efficiency improvements towards the goals that they have, and they're confident they're going to be able to protect their their SAP environment as well as all of their Windows environments. They've been very complimentary of how well the rollout is going and how effectively they are now able to recover their environment, leveraging a combination of both TSM and Fastback. So as we summarize up the capabilities here, you're beginning to hear a little theme from me here that Fastback is a great complement to TSM. By selling Fastback into your current TSM environment, you can help them improve their service levels and application availability because you get rid of those backup windows. You reduce that time to recovery with near instant restore or prioritize on-demand recovery. We're reducing their storage costs because of the deduplication and the incremental forever. We're making their footprints as small as possible. In some cases, we can eliminate the tape in some of their smaller locations so they don't have to move tapes off-site. They can do online replication back into their standard TSM environment, getting rid of a lot of different tools so we can reduce costs there. And because we are doing snapshots more often, we've got greater restore point objectives. We're not having as much data at risk, and we're protecting their remote environment where they don't have a lot of dedicated IT staff. Together, Fastback and TSM provides tremendous value to our current installed base of TSM customers. So just to make sure everybody's on the same page of what all the pieces are here of Fastback, looking at slide 23 here, the product family is fairly straightforward. Our core product is TSM Fastback. You can add on to it with Fastback for Exchange and Fastback for Bare Machine Recovery. Been asked about pricing and how you go about pricing this environment. And today, for current TSM customers, you can use the existing PBU model, and you can price according to PBU. If you've got a new customer where you're bringing in both TSM and Fastback together, you can take advantage of the terabyte pricing model of capacity-based pricing that can be part of an overall solution, and both Fastback and Fastback for Exchange will fit into that capacity-based pricing. We have had some cases where we have customers that have Exchange on a Windows environment, and they want to have the bare machine recovery capabilities as well. So we have bundled all three of those products together, and that is priced on a by-server environment as well. So you've got a number of different ways to be very attractive in presenting a price solution. And we're going to talk about some sales plays that we have coming up that you'll want to add to this thought, and we'll come to those in a wrap-up here in just a little bit. One of the ways that we've touched on that Fastback can provide cost savings is in the way that it can reduce our storage requirements. Having the ability to leverage the the incremental forever and the small data footprint that we have from that can reduce our backup repository requirements significantly. Then when you put data deduplication both in the Fastback server and in the TSM server, that provides an additional reduction in the size of that repository. Now that with 611 we've added WAN-based deduplication as well, the snapshots that we're sending to the TSM server are also smaller, so we're reducing our bandwidth requirements. So we, as a complete family with TSM, TSM Fastback together, we can help our customers reduce that overall requirement for how much storage they need to have for direct online recovery, leveraging both of the products. As we look at new capabilities that we added with Fastback 611, I want to touch very quickly here on the capabilities we now have with directly plugging Fastback into a TSM environment. As many of you may know, with TSM 6.2, we added what we refer to as client-side deduplication to TSM so that we are doing deduplication on a TSM-protected client as an option before it's sent to the TSM server, where additional deduplication can be done at a server side. We've taken the core code from that TSM 6.2 environment. We've now put that into our Fastback server from the TSM 6.2 API. This allows me to then have a Fastback server be a client to a TSM server so that I can send that data in a snapshot directly to a TSM storage pool. That gives me some new capabilities I haven't had before. Traditionally, in order to do a Fastback recovery, I've had to have a Fastback server wherever I was going to do that recovery. Now, with the availability of Fastback repository snapshots being located in a TSM server pool, I can use Fastback Mount to access Fastback snapshots directly from a TSM storage pool. So I don't necessarily have to have a Fastback server to be able to do recovery. This is very, very important in a disaster recovery solution where I'm doing recovery on new hardware that I'm going to restore and maybe send out to a remote location, or maybe I'm going to do a restore into a virtual environment. That gives me that kind of capability now. So I can mount those snapshots directly from TSM. Even if I'm only going to be doing a single file restore, I still have that capability now of coming from a TSM storage pool to do that without having to have a local Fastback server. So this is a very big change. It can be very attractive to many of our enterprise-class customers on how they manage their recovery needs for both enterprise and branch environments. So just kind of summarizing the benefits of TSM with Fastback, there, here you see the values that we have. Improved recovery point objectives, improved time objectives, reducing the data storage footprint, automating the protection of data in remote offices, lots of capabilities here you can communicate to your customers. So how do we get started with Fastback? What do we want to focus on here? Well, one of the first things that as we're looking there here in Q4 of looking to sell Fastback into my installed base, we've given you this opportunity flow chart. If you look at this, it gives you some ways to ask some questions. Is TSM installed in your current customer's environment? If the answer is no, talk to them about Backup Migrator. We've had a number of calls on the capabilities. We've been around the world talking about what Backup Migrator can do to get a competing product that's installed in a customer's environment out of that environment and replaced with TSM. So if your answer is no, talk to them about that. If they do have TSM installed, do they need rapid recovery? If the answer is yes, the next question is about hardware. If the answer is no, well, are they having issues with their restore time objective, with their restore point objective? If they are they working on Windows or Linux? We'll move that, and that's a primary target for Fastback. If they are using IBM storage hardware, then maybe we need to look and see if they can take advantage of that hardware that has Flash Copy and leverage Flash Copy Manager in that environment. So you've got a number of options here to determine whether your customer can take advantage of Fastback. We've had a lot of misconceptions about what Fastback can do and what Fastback can't do. I've included this one chart, and we're not going to go through each and every one of these, but I wanted you all to be aware of them, that some of the changes that we've made recently. Number one that I would point out is that it's not just for remote locations. We can recover Windows or Linux in any environment. It's not just for Windows, but with new capabilities we added for Linux, that's protected as well. The long time it used to take to do a scan after a reboot is no longer an issue. We've got an appliance out there that now is available, that you have the hardware and software together that can be sold through our business partner community to have a Fastback appliance. We're doing a lot of work to make Fastback more scalable. It's not where we want it to be, but we've made improvements. You can see them addressed here on this chart, and it is getting better. So there's a lot of new capabilities. I'm not going to go through each and every one of these. We're running short on time now, but I want to have those in front of you so that you can take advantage of those and dispel those myths that some of you might have about what Fastback can do. Your call to action right now is very simple. Each Tivoli sales rep should be focusing on selling 25K in Q4 of Fastback for Tivoli storage sellers and Tivoli enterprise sellers. Do it by attaching Fastback to your existing TSM opportunities. Use that flowchart we just went over to help you identify those kinds of opportunities. Focus on that prioritized recovery on demand. That's the hot button. It enhances capabilities for TSM and makes recovery a lot faster in many cases. Explain that tight integration that TSM provides. As an alternative, for new environments, focus on that capacity-based licensing that we now have with TSM. Your contacts around the world are listed here. All of them are well-versed in what Fastback can do for your customers. If you have questions, concerns, here are the contacts of the folks that you need to be in contact with. I put this chart in here because the next chart on slide 32, because I knew we were going to have some sales plays coming up. They weren't available as I was creating these charts. But I know we do have two that came out in the last couple of days you need to be aware of. They've been announced. They were announced last Thursday, the 7th. There was a flash on these. One of them, a new capacity-based pricing special bid offering that's going to get you up to a 75% pre-approved discount in the capacity-based pricing. And another competitive sales play in taking out Symantec, Legato, CA, HP, any of those. We've got the ability to discount a competitive takeout up to 60%. So contact your sales leader, the ones we saw back on that previous chart there, and ask them if whether your deal could fit into one of these sales plays. You see a link here on the bottom of this slide that will take you to where we're keeping all of the information about sales plays. We may not have those in there just yet. If they're not, they will be in the next couple of days. Again, we've got a number of case studies and references that you can take advantage of for your customers as well on slide 33. And on slide 34, a number of resources that are available. I did get a note right before we started. We don't have it here in the chart, but we do now have a Fastback lab that is available online, and that lab is available that you can log time in, do a complete install, or you can use a snapshot to use just as a demo for a customer that you could do over the web. So that flash went out last week. There should be information on that. If you have not seen that flash, contact Danita Morrison in our office, and she'll make sure you get that information. 35 has some additional information resources as well. So that pretty much wraps up the material I had for you this morning. We're going to open up the call now. I'm going to ask George Luzak and Rod Brochak to go ahead and join me on the open mic here for taking your questions. Audra, if you'd go ahead and open up and let us start taking questions, we'll address those at this time.
Thank you. If you would like to ask your question, please press star then one on your phone. You will be announced prior to asking your question. To withdraw your question, press star two. Again, please press star then one at this time. Ensure your mute button is turned off to record your name. One moment, please.
George, Ron, if there's anything you'd like to add to what we've already covered, this would be a good opportunity while we're waiting on any questions.
Well, I think you hit the key points from a sales play perspective. Really, especially for North America, we really need to improve our closing rate of fastback with TSM. So for every Tivoli seller that's out on this call or will be listening to this call, look at your Tivoli opportunities, look at your TSM opportunities, and let's package a little fastback those deals. Also, I will send out to my distribution list later today the details on the fourth quarter competitive takeout sales play enhancements and the capacity pricing enhancements. So look for that later today.
Our first question comes from Tim Cooper.
Wonderful presentation. Question for you. Do we have any type of appliance offering? I know our friends at StoreServer do. Something for a small shop that is looking at Fastback and in this instance, competing with Falcon Store, which does have an appliance offering. Thank you.
At this time, we don't have an appliance that we have together. We have built these appliances in the past by leveraging both Fastback, some of our disk storage, specifically in the DS3000 line, as well as an X-Series server, and I believe we were even putting some services with that. I believe we can still leverage that, can't we, Ron?
Well, absolutely. I think, once again, Tim, if I understand your question correctly, you're looking for a fully integrated solution like Falcon Store has. So outside of maybe rolling your own with System X and Fastback, I strongly suggest reaching out to StoreServer. They've been a great partner of ours, and they do have a lower-end offering based on Fastback.
Thank you.
Again, for your question, please press star then one at this time. Mike Grise, you may ask your question.
Morning, guys. Say, is there a place where we can see a demo of the Fastback interface?
We have a number of ways you could take a look at that. I believe we are still providing a live demo that we schedule at least here in North America on a regular basis. George, have you got the schedule on when we're doing those?
Yeah. Good morning, Terry, and thank you for the question. Yes, we are doing the Fastback live demonstrations every other week. The next one is going to be scheduled at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. We have one followed on the 28th at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. We kind of alternate them morning and afternoon to pick up both coasts, and that information, I'll be glad to send it to you. If you want to, just send me an email at gluzek@us.ibm.com.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And can I add one thing on that topic? We also have available to us, beyond the live demos that George was referencing, we have virtual proof of technology seminars and capabilities available. So we have the capability of having customers remotely log into a facility and get hands-on experience with Fastback as well as TSM version 6, as well as Flash Copy Manager and XIV. So these are virtual POTs that our partners and direct sellers can leverage.
I would add to that we also have, that was the lab I was referring to that Tricia Jong and Cyrus Nielchen have developed for us. They're two of our great technical resources for Fastback and TSM. That lab is available. As I say, there was a flash that went out on that last Thursday. You can schedule time on that. And like I said, that could be a full, here's how do you do it, but there's also a snapshot of the completed lab, and you can run an interactive view of that as well. On Extreme Leverage and Partner World, we do have some captured Camtasia views of what the interface looks like and how it might be used. And back to George's live schedule demo, para mi compadres in Latin America, we also do Spanish-based live demos as well. They tend to do those about once a month, and you can contact David Ruiz in our Latin American office for the schedule for when the Spanish version of our live demos of Fastback happen as well.
Are those customer-facing type of demos, or are these internal?
Yes, they can be customer-facing, yes. All right, next question.
The next question is from Alan Carter. You may ask your question.
Hiya. I've got one question. It's regarding running Fastback in a remote environment and using the TSM repository in a central data center. If you've got a customer with compliancy needs and they want long-term retention of point-in-time snapshots, then can I leverage the Fastback repository in the central TSM server, or do I need to revert to using the old Fastback DR Hub server to be able to do that?
Absolutely a wonderful question, because that's one of the great benefits that we've added in 6.1.1. The capability is still there to use the DR Hub if you don't have a customer that has TSM. Well, I don't want to minimize that, but if the TSM environment is available and we use the DR capabilities in Fastback to send those snapshots to a TSM server, now you have the ability from a TSM storage pool to leverage all the capabilities that TSM has for long-term data retention. So you can then prioritize the life cycle of those snapshots within your TSM environment. You can keep those long-term. Those snapshots could then be kept on other types of media for long-term retention. So you don't have to use the DR Hub in any way if you have TSM in your disaster recovery center. It becomes a very simple and easy-to-use solution to manage that long-term retention. All right.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
No.
Right, thanks.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time.
Well, it looks like we're right at top of the hour. We've used up about all the time we have today. I do want to thank each of you for taking the time today to spend with us to see how Fastback and TSM together can be integrated to help meet your customers' needs and challenges. We want to give you a great send-off to get you started here in the fourth quarter. I know there's lots of challenges out there. So with that wrapping up for us today, for myself, George Luzak, Ron Brocek, I'll just say good luck, good selling, stay focused, and we'll see you at the top. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your participation. Today's call has concluded. Please disconnect at this time. Yeah.